Everybody likes smooth roads, but nobody likes fixing potholes. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So this is one of the roads on the farm. It's actually the driveway to my sister and brother-in-law's house and my two nieces. They live back here, and it also takes you past their house, back to a hay barn, some hay meadows, and some stuff back on this half of the farm. And this road, because it's traveled quite a few times every day, because it's their driveway, and then like I said, it goes back to some hay meadows and a hay barn, it gets a lot of traffic. And so a few times a year, I grade it with a thing called a Garfield blade to try to maintain it. And even with that, it gets a little rough sometimes. We've recently had some Arctic weather in Arkansas that we're not used to, and that has caused us to have some pretty incredible potholes in our part of the state. So big, matter of fact, there was one in our area that swallowed a 15-passenger van not long back. I mean, we've had some pretty incredible potholes because of the weather. Everybody likes smooth roads, but nobody wants the job of fixing the rough roads. But the truth of the matter is, you can't have smooth roads without regular maintenance. I mean, even the Word talks about that. In our spiritual life, we have to put in regular maintenance to ensure smooth sailing. And the truth of the matter is, even with regular maintenance, sometimes the bad weather of life causes some rough spots. And it's in those rough spots that we have to steer ourselves back to the repairs that is sometimes necessary to fix the roads. In Psalm 119, verse 55 and 60, the psalmist wrote about steering his mind, steering his life back to God's testimonies and truths. You see, that's the answer. That's the answer to rough roads and potholes. Steering our minds back to the maintenance of those roads. Fixing the potholes. Fixing the rough spots. By focusing our mind on the truth. The foundation of the road of our life. Period. Hey, I hope that makes some sense to you today. Because it certainly makes some sense to me in this simple mind of mine on a tailgate in the middle of a field. And I sure do appreciate you joining me today on the tailgate. I hope you'll click that share button so all of your friends on your friends list can maybe get a blessing from this message and these thoughts today too. Hey, until next time, I hope you have a great week, and I appreciate you as always joining me on the tailgate today. Until next time, have a great week, and I will see you next time on the tailgate.